I'm Dr. Nasima Brahimi, and welcome to Becoming My Stronger Me, a podcast designed to help you become stronger in mind, body, and heart. In season two, the Mental Performance series, we'll explore the intricate relationship between mental performance, sports excellence, leadership, and personal growth to help you become your stronger you. Welcome back to the Becoming My Stronger Me podcast. Since my conversation with Olympian Sanjay Air, many of you have reached out wanting to learn more about the benefits of visualization. You've also asked some important questions about how to leverage this technique to optimize your performance. It's always great hearing from you and engaging in this important dialogue, and I hope today's episode will provide that additional detail you're looking for. Visualization, also known as mental imagery or mental rehearsal, is a technique used by athletes, performers, and individuals across various fields to mentally rehearse scenarios, to visualize their goals, and enhance their performance. It involves creating vivid mental images of the desired outcomes or actions and engaging multiple senses to stimulate the experience as realistically as possible. So how can you best use visualization to amplify your performance and achieve your goals? First, let's talk about when to use visualization. This technique can be applied in various contexts, whether you're preparing for a big presentation, you're gearing up for a sports competition, or working towards your personal goals. Use visualization before, during, and after your practice or performance to reinforce the skills, build your confidence, and stay focused. So let's talk a little bit about how to do visualization effectively. Most people find it useful to find a quiet, comfortable space where you won't be interrupted. Many people close their eyes, take a few deep breaths to relax that mind and body, and then they start to visualize your desired outcome or goal in vivid detail. Imagine yourself in the situation. Engage all of your senses. What do you see? What do you hear? What do you feel? What do you smell? And even what do you taste? Make that visualization as lifelike as possible and incorporate specific details and positive emotions associated with your success in that environment. Now remember, consistency is key here. Incorporate visualization into your daily routine. Dedicate a few minutes each day to mental rehearsal. Over time, you'll strengthen those neural pathways associated with your goals. You'll cultivate a powerful mindset primed for success. Let's actually take a moment and walk through a visualization exercise together while you're listening. If you're in a place where you can close your eyes, not while you're driving, but that you could do that safely, go ahead and close your eyes. Imagine yourself achieving a specific goal or milestone, whether it's acing a job interview, scoring a winning goal, or delivering a flawless presentation. See yourself succeeding with clarity and confidence. Engage all of your senses to make that experience as vivid as possible. Feel the excitement. Hear the applause. Embrace that sense of accomplishment. Once you have it, hold on to that feeling, that visual, as you open your eyes, knowing that you have the power to turn that vision, your vision, into reality. Now, some of you have asked me whether it's possible to overuse this tool. And the answer is yes. While visualization is a powerful tool for enhancing performance and achieving your goals, using it excessively or inappropriately can potentially backfire. Here's some reasons why. unrealistic expectations. Excessive visualization may lead to unrealistic expectations or even an overconfidence, especially if you've imagined the scenarios that deviate significantly from reality. This can result in disappointment or frustration when the outcomes don't align with the over-idealized visions. It can also cause anxiety and stress. Constantly visualizing high-pressure situations without proper mental preparation or coping strategies can increase anxiety and stress levels. Over-reliance on visualization might exacerbate performance anxiety rather than alleviate it. Misusing visualization can also lead to neglecting practical action. While visualization can be a valuable complement to physical practice and mental preparation, relying solely on mental imagery without taking tangible steps towards goals may hinder progress. It's essential to balance visualization with deliberate action and practical training. It can also lead us, visualization can, lead us to dissociation from reality. Excessive immersion into mental imagery might lead individuals to disconnect from reality, affecting their ability to engage fully in the present moment experiences and address the real world challenges effectively. We also need to be careful that visualization can cause burnout and fatigue. Spending too much mental energy on visualization without adequate rest and recovery can contribute to mental fatigue and burnout. And it's crucial to maintain this healthy balance between mental rehearsal and relaxation to sustain that more long-term well-being. To avoid these potential pitfalls, it's important to use visualization mindfully and in moderation. Incorporate visualization as part of a comprehensive training regimen, complementing it with practical skill development, feedback, and self-care practices. Additionally, seeking guidance from a qualified mental performance coach or a therapist can really help you navigate the appropriate use of visualization techniques that's tailored to your specific needs and goals. Visualization really is a powerful tool for mental performance. Remember, by harnessing the power of your mind, you can propel yourself towards your goals and become your stronger you. Until next time, don't forget to subscribe to the podcast, join our Facebook group, send in your stories and feedback, and if you're looking for a mental performance coach or want more information, go to www.becomingmystrongerme.com. Can't wait to hear from you.